Welcome to 4ZZZ, Terry O'Gorman.
Good to be here.
Now, over the past year, we've seen reports of the almost miraculous results of the use of medical cannabis to treat children with intractable epilepsy. Yet, desperate parents who choose this option could be facing large jail terms under Queensland laws. What sort of sentences could they be facing?
Well, they certainly, under the Drugs Misuse Act, can face jail sentences, because under the Drugs Misuse Act, it's a special aggravated offence to supply any illegal drug, including cannabis, to someone under the age of 16.
We've seen polls that show between 80 and 90% of people support the use of cannabis in these circumstances. Would the law be such an ass as to prosecute a parent who is taking steps to protect their child?
Well, you would hope not. There is a discretion under the prosecution policy for the state of Queensland not to launch a prosecution if it's in the public interest not to do so. But parents who are in this position should not have to have that sword hanging over their head. It's bad enough that they have to deal with the anguish of a child suffering from a serious illness. That anguish should not be worsened by their having to obtain cannabis surreptitiously and then worry about the knock on the door.
There's a proposal from a group who call themselves the Medical Cannabis Advisory Group to the Health Minister to suggest he could alter the Health Act to change this. Can you tell us what they're suggesting, or do you know any way we could alter the laws?
The law could be altered quite simply by simply passing an amendment to the Drugs Misuse Act to provide that if a specialist or a committee of specialists certify that the provision of cannabis to someone who is suffering from a medical condition would ameliorate or improve their position, then they would be allowed to do so. It's a very easy amendment to the Drugs Misuse Act that can be made. And indeed, the Civil Liberties Council has been saying for some time that while the wheels of government grind slowly, there's no reason now why there couldn't be an immediate change to the Drugs Misuse Act by laying a regulation on the table of the House of Parliament, providing that if a committee of specialists say that the provision of medical cannabis is desirable for someone suffering from a serious illness, then that committee's certificate should be enough to make it okay.
On the Brisbane Line program, we've interviewed a number of medical cannabis mums, and many of them were frightened that their children could be stolen away from them by the state. Is there any way this could be prevented as well?
Look, theoretically, the Department of Community Services that have statutory responsibility to care for the welfare of children could do that, but you would hope that if that was ever considered, that wiser heads higher up the chain would say, don't be silly. The reality is that a parent who is giving cannabis to a child that is seriously unwell, where the cannabis improves the symptoms, is a parent to be applauded rather than a parent to be criticised or hounded.